Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Where's your famous house then?
Welcome to the United We Stand podcast. We're on our way to Anfield. We weren't sure we were going to get here, but no matter what the weather would have been, I think they would have made sure the game was played. One, because they don't want a fixture pile up in what they perceive as their title winning season. And secondly, they probably think they couldn't be playing us at a better time. So two safety advisory group meetings later and we're on our way. To be honest with you, I don't suppose we should have stopped for the weather. Most of the rain has washed it off the roads, so I guess if it's safe to stand there and play, the game should be played. So we're on our way to Anfield. Can only see a United win, can't you?
Yeah, 1-0 certainty last minute. Bit like John O'Shea back in the day.
Back in the day, we probably had a better team, but we are full of optimism today for some unknown reason, given the fact the 7-0 probably looms largely in a lot of our psyches, doesn't it? Yeah. So we are optimistic today. Do you really think we can pull it off?
You never know United, do you? That's the thing. United, you always go with that little bit of optimism, thinking to yourself, you never know, it could happen. I think that's just the way we've always been brought up with United, really, isn't it?
Well, we never know. I mean, I think I always thought we had a chance at the Etihad because their form had dropped for whatever reason. They'd gone bad and we hadn't been playing that badly. There were signs, weren't there? Signs of sort of like a mini recovery and that we were starting to get what happened. But since then, we've gone absolutely dreadful. Yeah. Maybe, for me, the catalyst was playing a reserve team against Tottenham and a chance to win our only trophy. It was disappointing that when we did put a team out in that second half, you know, we scored three times.
I think the VAR was in that as well when we gone through, because obviously the one who put his arm on the keeper fired it.
He did, but he should have done better anyway.
Yeah, he should have done. I think VAR played a part of that.
I'm not sure. Do you honestly think it would have been
probably
overturned?
Well, it probably would have, to be fair. The way everything is with VAR these days.
Well, given those two decisions yesterday.
Well, no, that's what I mean.
The penalty against Arsenal, are you real?
Yeah.
Are you real? You cannot go up for a header now.
No.
And also Newcastle. And Joe Linton. Hits his hand, but it does affect where it goes.
Exactly. Well, it's one of them, isn't it? It's the way it's positioned a bit. Well, it was a bit like, you could go either way.
But you've got, if the referee's not giving that immediately, you know, but the Arsenal one is very disappointing, isn't it, if you're Arsenal. So we're going to go to Anfield today. We're going to win 1-0. It probably might not make a big difference. But worrying talk from Amorim around. Expect a relegation fight almost. Or
I think it's one of them though, because obviously, like he keeps saying, he's not had that pre-season to actually, because he's changing the system completely. He wants to go 3-4-3 now basically, and wants to work his way of how he wants wing backs in and stuff like this. Now instead of having that time to settle in with them, get them playing this new type of football that he wants, he's not going to get that. It's basically work on the spot, learn how to do how he wants this new philosophy is coming in. And it's a bit like, we've not really got wing backs who can do that. when if Luke Shaw was fit for the first time in about a year, if he was actually able to play left wing back, it'd probably be a bit easier for us, and then you'd probably have someone else on the right wing back. Because I think Mazraoui's been caught our last couple of games playing that right wing back position, so I don't think he's been particularly great again lately. But there you could look at, you could have Diallo maybe there, the right wing back position, then you have Shaw on the left. But it's again, who's going to be the two tens and who's going to be the real strike up there? Because Cerxi and Hoyland haven't really done particularly much. I think he's been playing Bruno a little bit deeper lately, but I prefer Bruno's one of them two tens. And then Ugarte and Maynard's probably the two middle ones for me. That's what I'd say.
They look aside though, that doesn't know what anyone else is doing. You know, Maynard keeps putting a pass where he is expecting somebody to be, because that's what he's told to do. And nobody's there yet. And it's making us look a lot more clumsy, a lot more untidy than we probably were. Did. We've just nearly gone through the back of a car, by the way. Anyway,
against the talent of the footballers, though, for me, I say this all the time, hard work beats talent. If they can walk off the pitch head held high and say, I beat my opposite number, I ran more than him, I tried more, how many, I know watching, how many players put in that performance? How can they come off and say, I try better than my opposite number?
Well, that's the biggest disappointment, isn't it? It's been, yeah. You know, and I think in the next, you know, we stand, I touch on it somewhere, something that I've written around, and a lot of the stuff that perhaps we write in fanzines, or maybe I do, is almost knee-jerk, and I accept that, and I accept that at the heat of the moment, you know, I make statements that perhaps, like the other night, Amorim, after Wolves, I think it was coming out, I just wondered if he knew what he was doing, and certainly after the last home game. And then when you reflect, when you get back home, you go, well, maybe actually, yes, you're right, he's got to find a system.
Is that,
yes,
regarding the formation?
It's not regarding the formation, it's regarding the fact that at home to Newcastle, I thought he humiliated Xerxes.
Oh, yeah.
And I just didn't like that. I think he could have taken two or three players off, because what was happening wasn't working. And I think if he'd taken two or three off and looked to say, I'm changing it on, but I think to single out one person.
Oh, yeah, agreed.
And then I thought the clarity of the action was a mixture of some booed Xerxes, some applauded the fact there was an actual substitution.
There was a change,
and
yeah.
Also Maynard. And I think that's why Xerxes got clapped on and off. There was an element, though, of booing Xerxes, which
to me,
didn't like.
You don't be your own player.
No, but you don't, and that was wrong. But I do think that he got at things completely, you know, he's got things completely wrong at the moment. But he can't change two of those positions, can he? And the two weakest positions at the moment are, you've got to stop the opposition scoring, so you need a goalkeeper, and you've got to score goals to beat the opposition, so you need a striker. We don't seem to have a very reliable either one of those.
Well, Onana's been a bit dodgy lately, hasn't he? Everything that's been going on with him. I mean, last decent real game he had was, I think, Ipswich, wasn't it? Where he made a couple of great saves.
Southampton, he made a good save.
Well, but goalkeepers are supposed to make great saves. Every Premier League game you watch, if you watch the highlights or whatever. So what was I saying? Sorry, I got interrupted there. Right, so Onana, yeah, you watch the highlights, yeah, or whatever, if they come on. You see, in every game, keepers making very, very good saves. That's what they're supposed to do at that level. He makes a lot of silly mistakes, and he doesn't come for balls. And the two Newcastle goals, one of them, he was on the back foot before the player headed it, instead of perhaps throwing himself at it, blocking somebody off, trying to get...
Be organising his defence, but you know how he's considered twice off corners. Yeah. Should he not be telling his centre backs, right, don't let him like near me. He should be controlling that box.
I know what you mean, but I don't think there's any leaders in that team. But if you look at against Wolves, where we've conceded from that corner, he's got one in front of him, one behind him. And now if you're leading that team, you know as well as I do, what you do is you get them two off the keeper. And that's what you do, so the keeper's able to come and collect the ball sometimes, or they're able to punch it out. Instead of having two people on the actual keeper, and then the keeper's stuck in, that's what happened to him. And he got stuck in, and he went in, and then that's where he went up to the referee complaining that he was stuck, couldn't move.
But you could look at that goal 100 times, and I could still not find a way of disallowing it.
Yeah, there's no way that we're going to disallow that. Yeah.
There's no way I could disallow that goal.
But he should have ownership of his box, his defender. Right, if I'm telling you, right, you don't let him fucking come 5 yards of me. Be screaming at your defender, put it on your defenders, and then that stops it. I might be wrong.
No, but what you mean there is, like I said, you need to be telling someone there to get them to off him. that's what I mean, though. He's been telling someone there to get them two off him, because then he's able to come and collect it. Because that's what's happened there. He's just not said anything. He's just stood there with his arms up, thinking he's able to come and get it.
But if you also notice, though, if they're being targeted, right, so your keeper has either got to choose to go to his near post to try and punch it if it's a short one, or go back if he's trying to loop over. So they're going to try and score against him. They'll try again today because it's funny. I'd be trying if it was me. If you stick someone tall on that back post and say, you stay there, so if it is swinging over, you just head it. We've not even bothered to have that tactic, leave somebody on the back post. But even before those two goals went in straight from corners, you know, with Bayern and Aranda.
Nowadays, not many teams leave people on the post, really, now, do they? Keepers say they don't want people on the post because they're able to get to it more, but they don't. They don't ever get near it, really. That's what they say, anyway.
So at this point, we'll talk later, but at this point of the season, it's January, we don't want to go down. We've probably got to get something like, 12, 14 points? So let's call it 15 points, 5 wins. 5 wins from 18 games. That should be an easy day. But every time you look at one of those fixtures, you think, oh, we're a bit susceptible there.
Southampton's the only fixture that looks like, and we're still 50-50 getting points in. The confidence.
Transfer window. Yeah. We need to do something here.
We do, but I can't see us doing anything because we've got no money, basically, by the sounds of it.
Unless we cashed in on Rashford, and that's not going to happen, is it?
I think Rash will go out on loan, because that's the way they look like they ever work now in January. There's always a loan with a few someone to buy in permanent in the end. But I can't see anything major happening with this window anyway. There was a talk about this one, that one, and the other one, but no one ever is really going to be bought in January these days now. And about Nuno Mendes, I'm a left wing back. We can't see that.
There's also a striker over in. In Turkey, yeah. Who would he fancy his chances? He's not in favour at Napoli.
I'd take him, but again, it's another thing. Is it going to actually be a swap? They reckon at the moment, don't they? The rumour is it's going to be a swap for Rashford and Ozil with a bit of money towards our way, but it's all hearsay, isn't it, for the time being?
Yeah, I can't see that Rashford would want to leave, and actually, we'd weaken our side because Rashford has to be better no matter what you think than what we've got. He would score more goals than Højlund.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, I think what Ruben's doing is right, though, because he's trying to bring that standards back into play at United, where he said, like, Garnacho apparently turned his back on him, he was giving him instructions and showing a bit of attitude.
We're talking about standards, yet he's offering Harry Maguire a year extension.
Yeah, I know what you mean with that, but I think he's just looking at the quality of centre back we've got, and he's probably going, probably needs him for another year.
Is that what said confirmed there, Maguire?
Yeah, Maguire's got new. But the thing is, though, I think with Maguire, he's probably just looked at that and thought, we'll just get that done now, and gives you that more time to, or the emphasis of getting a new contract than on Maguire with lower wages. Whereas at the moment, it's a bit like we need to keep him, but he's got us over a barrel in a way, because he can go, well, actually, I've been offered this now here, I've been offered that here now. Whereas they've got a year now to turn around and go, well, actually, if you want to stay here, here's what the offers are, this is what we're going to say, and then go from there. And then hopefully, 12 months' time, we're in a better position than we are now. And we're wanting to stay a bit more than.
Right. Well, we're getting closer to the ground now. Heavy traffic. Nearer I get there, more confident I am. So, you've had a bet on Xerxes, have you, too?
No, I don't, but you were saying.
Xerxes 1-0. 1-0 Xerxes.
Yellow card, Xerxes put that on as well.
Right, come on. So, yours.
1-0 United, Xerxes.
I'd like to say 2-1 to us. However, anything less than 2-0, I'll be happy with. I've been in Anfield once before and it was 0-0, so I'd like to keep my record intact.
3-2, Bruno Latrick.
Good God, that is optimistic. Right. Well, we'll see. We'll get to the ground, see if we can catch some home support views. I'm not sure. Are we able to do that? I did that 3 years ago, I think it was, and couldn't find a Scouse accent. Last 2 years, have managed to find a Scouser to do it. So we don't want to upset anyone by getting a non-Scouser, because I think we're being biased. But the optimism is high.
Cha-ching, it's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run and grow your business. Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionising millions of businesses worldwide. Whether you're selling football programmes or clothes that you don't want anymore, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person so that you can successfully grow your business. Covering all your sales channels from a shop front-ready POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform. Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Full of industry-leading tools ready to ignite your growth, Shopify gives you complete control over your business and your brand without learning new skills in design or coding. And thanks to award-winning help and with an extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. What's lovely about Shopify is that no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify will be there to empower you with the confidence and control to take your business to the next level. It's time to get serious about selling and get Shopify today. This is a possibility powered by Shopify. You can sign up for a £1 per month trial period. Go to shopify.co.uk/united, all in lowercase. Go to shopify.co.uk/united to take your business to the next level today. shopify.co.uk/united.
Well, we're just live in Anfield now, 2-2 draw, should have won it, could have won it, should have definitely won it actually. Dodgy penalty to them, nothing new. United, fantastic. What do you think of that? Are we surprised?
Considering I've never seen us score a goal at Anfield when I've been. So, it was nice to be able to celebrate a couple.
Alright,
see you in a bit.
See you later.
See you later.
But in the end, they were there for the taking.
Yep, they were there for the taking.
Should have won that. I'd have had that before the game, though. Bit of art, bit of fight.
That's what we needed, wasn't it? They've definitely turned up today. Something's got into them. But lovely support for Xerxes and stuff. What was different?
I don't know. I just think this team's so inconsistent when they want to play and when they don't. I think at the end then they were proper going for it at times. So it's more of a question, why can't they do that week in, week out?
If we had a goal scorer, we'd be a lot better off, wouldn't we?
Oh yeah, I think crying out for it. I think not just today, but the past few weeks, we've been creating chances. It's just we've got two strikers. You can take your pick. Don't seem to be the solution, and our goals don't come from how you'd expect the strikers to perform.
No, they don't. The chance right at the end, Maguire chance right at the end, Xerxes, he could have buried that and
he could have, but I also
been
think
a legend, but it probably was the right
confidence
pass.
Thing as well, probably. You know, he might have got support today, but after the other week, I just think it's natural that he's not going to want to take them chances, because if he messes up there, it's back on him.
Yeah.
And I think he did the right thing. I think, you know, Maguire,
it was just probably the wrong player, wasn't it? And it did bubble probably a little bit.
Yeah. But
lovely weather this. Look at my feet. We're walking about 3 inches of water here. Across Stanley Park.
You can't complain, can you? You would have took that before.
You would have took that before the game, yeah. Man, I have to say, though, we are walking across Stanley Park, mixed in. United have been let out straight after the game. Mixing in Liverpool United fans, we could never have done this years ago. Mind you, years ago I wouldn't have wanted to do this, but anyway, I'll shut up these days. I'll be far too old. It's a lot of confidence going into the game against Arsenal, because they're not at the best at the moment. That it's good before the FA Cup, got a week to train as well. Maybe the season isn't all over.
I don't know. I just think we'll get excited after that, because I do think we've played quite well, but you never know what next week brings, do you? It's just they look like different players depending on the game. I do think that it helps that we scored first, and I don't know, I just think when we concede we shut down, we don't look like we're interested.
Because we scored first, we almost had like belief that we can actually score against big teams like that. But I think, Dad, you said it to me the other week, that we almost like have a proper game plan when we go and play these bigger teams. We set up slightly differently and all the players know what they're doing. But when we're playing against the smaller teams, it's like we actually have to go and attack and create our chances and play it around. And it's like us that should be in control of those games. But because we came into a game like this as the underdogs, obviously like they can just go and do their own thing and have a bit more freedom to like actually show their natural talent. go and run at players.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, picking players out, Ugarte was incredible today, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, brilliant. I think he's really come on with the new manager. I don't even think that's like a one-off performance. I think he's been really good recently, seems to be suiting it. I just think it's a difficult one with... It's hard to judge players individually, especially like Ugarte, new signing, when the team around them is so... There's lots of changes, players aren't performing. It's just a difficult one. But yeah, he really impressed me today.
Yeah, I thought someone behind said Maynou, they thought Maynou had a poor game. I thought Maynou was excellent today.
I think
he did give the ball away, but I think they're all going to give the ball away because they're trying to make passes in the style of where Amorim wants them to make decisive passes through, and they're not quite there yet. But I thought he played well. I thought Fernandes was fantastic as well.
Yeah, I heard that guy. I think he was just talking out his arse. To be honest, he was slating certain players throughout and loving players who probably shouldn't have been getting as much love. But I think Maynou's obviously not been as good as he was prior his injury. He's been easing himself back in a bit. But yeah, I was happy with him today. I think it's probably the right decision to take him off, to be honest. But I don't think that was more on him. I think it was more just trying to go for it. But I don't know.
Yeah, he changed the style and you were thinking, oh God, are we going to lose the entire midfield? Yeah. But we didn't lose it. In fact, it was better. Garnacho put in the cross, obviously, for the equalising goal. It's good to see, though, that he's willing to make some substitutions like that. And I could understand also in bringing Yaddo on, who again did well, because Dalit was on a booking and he wanted some fresh legs there and some young legs. They're great on the break, we have to say that, but they're not much, are they? There's not a lot to beat in a Premier League for them, is there? Because if they're the best, and comfortably the best, they wouldn't have won any league in the 90s or 2000s, would they?
Well, I just think it's like, it says a lot, isn't it? We can go and lose to Bournemouth and then come here and get a result and probably be unlucky to get a win, I think. But I think this season, they as well have been quite lucky. They've had a lot of games where they've been losing and got like a few late goals, but I guess that
VAR overturning handballs just for the sake of it
ruins
well.
It, doesn't it?
Yeah, it kills it, absolutely kills it.
Well, apparently that last attack Maguire, when I was coming out, a lad said to me it was offside, which would have killed it even, imagine that.
Oh God, it would have been awful.
Turn that over,
yeah. Or maybe it was a good job you missed then. So it says even more, Xerxes probably should have shot and tried to make a name of himself, but there you go, thanks. Right, last few words of this. So I was tasked before the start of this, as I mentioned before, to get some Liverpool accents on here and ask them why. I couldn't find one before the game, and that's not being silly. But it was pissing out of rain, I get that, and it was the people outside were that. And on the way back, they didn't really want to speak to us. So let's us have the last word about that.
Okay.
So, from fanzine to fanzine, come on.
I'm really impressed with United. I thought they played really well, particularly Bruno Fernandes. I thought he was brilliant in that second half. Ugarte, I think he gave the penalty away, didn't he? And especially Dalot, who's had a lot of shit as well, but... You can't ask for any more at the moment, can you? And that's the end of it. Can't ask for any more, and probably would have took a draw before the game.
Yeah, great performance. Ugarte, especially for me. I don't know about the penalty. I didn't, obviously, offside, so we didn't see it. But as a whole, they showed some fight, and that's all we want at the end of the day. Because if you show that every game, we're not going to do half bad.
No.
So at the end of the day, if they show that, we're going to be alright. So I don't know why they don't do it every, especially at home. So
what I do think is, which is a bit of a worry, I think a lot of our players are suited to having a break in the opposition half rather than teams defending and counter-attacking us, and I think that showed, because you know, when we're going forward, there's always options on against Liverpool. There's not when we're playing Bournemouth, Nottingham Forest, you know. So I think we've got a lot to work on, but I don't think we could have asked any more from today, to be honest.
Right, good. We move next week and end the season party, or we now got a chance?
Yeah, I think we've always got a chance. I mean, we've played, you'd say that, one of the best teams in Europe today. So I think going to Arsenal away, you know, I expect they'll make 2-3 changes because they're in the middle of a a lot of tournaments at the moment, so I think you've always got a chance. One thing I will say is that I was more intimidated going there today than I was at Arsenal, so I think we've got a chance, yeah.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. Cheers, lads. Right, well, that's the United We Stand podcast as we leave Anfield with a point, or the team does at least. Could have been 3 points. Someone now saying that actually Xhaka was offside, so we wouldn't have counted anyway. So perhaps best he didn't score, but whatever it is. United, they always get us, don't they? We just, when we think that things can get no worse, they go and totally redeem themselves. Well, almost. Have a good week. Thanks from the United Stand podcast.
Not a bad side of it.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.